This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel is now in its second phase of the Gaza war. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday the war inside Gaza will be difficult and long.
Netanyahu once again called on Palestinian civilians to leave the northern Gaza Strip, the focus of Israel's attack. Israel has tightened its blockade on Gaza and bombarded it for 3 weeks now. People are isolated, with a telephone and internet blackout that began on Friday. Many buildings there have been reduced to rubble. People are scrambling for food, water, fuel, and medicine. Gaza health authorities say over 7,500 Palestinians have been killed in the campaign. Meanwhile, there has been growing concern internationally over the toll from the bombing in Gaza and calls for a pause to let aid get to civilians. Here's UN Human Rights Chief Volker Türk.
I am raising alarm about the possibly catastrophic consequences of large-scale ground operations in Gaza and the potential for thousands more civilians to die.
Also on Saturday, Netanyahu met with families of Israelis being held hostage in Gaza by Hamas.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. In Mexico,
como era antes, ya hay presupuesto.
President Andrés Manuel López Obrador saying we are going to get Acapulco back on its feet. The resort town slammed by Hurricane Otis. It was the strongest Pacific hurricane ever to hit the Mexican coast. The death toll now at 39.